I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay. I know it's going to be a shorter segment. And I know, look, we've just spent 2 hours on, you know, what do people think is going to happen with Michigan? If you want that, Odyssey.com rewind.
Let me say this.
I had something for you.
I like that. Who am I?
Okay.
I actually felt like I had a chance.
Okay. I know we needed to.
His dog at 10 was named Rusty.
Right. Okay. I know. But, you know, we made a joke earlier about the Georgia TV station with the wrong graphic. And instead of it saying Michael Penix Jr., it said Michael Penis Jr. Sometimes there are headlines you read and look, man. Commercial breaks. I try to, you know, look, find stuff. Add it to our sheet. I have to read this. Because these are the moments where I'm just like, how am I living in real life?
Okay.
But I need a guarantee. There cannot be a drop made of this. I am reading the news. Okay, it's his right hand to God. Okay.
Actually left, but go ahead.
Here's the headline. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. I can't believe this is real. Man with world's largest penis informs news outlet he's horrifically embarrassed that his enormous penis caused him to trip in the shower and seriously injure himself. Per the New York Post, we've heard of people with mammoth members have injured their partners. However, a UK man with the world's largest Johnson reportedly hurt himself after slipping and breaking his arm in the shower because of his got in his way. It was an embarrassing accident, Matt Barr told the Jam Press of the injury. He goes on to say the following. Now, I'm sorry, but I can't believe this is a real paragraph. The AI specialist frequently goes viral for his enormous unit, which at 14 and a half inches is reportedly the biggest medically proven penis in the world. He's even had a cast of his at the Phallological Museum in Iceland. Who knew? One of the issues.
Honey, can we go to that museum? Well, are we good?
Well,
you can go with your girlfriend.
Now, help me with this, because here's the incident. One of the issues is especially a hot one. This is quote. One of the issues with it being so large, especially in hot water showers, is it's not easy to see my feet, the London residence recalls. As I was rushing to get ready for work, I didn't see the excess shower gel in the tub, because the penis was the only thing in his eyeline. He explained
I mean,
he explained, I slipped on it, causing me to fall out of the tub completely head first and crack my shoulder on the hard floor, breaking my arm.
I'm lost. I mean, unless old boy's just got like a tree trunk, how in the world are you not seeing the shower floor?
Good for him. Good for him.
I don't know. That's just weird.
Like I said,
slip in the shower.
Once in a great while, you see a headline and it's like, you know what? F it. Just going to go ahead.
Because see, I'm thinking like, wait a minute. Like he tripped. Like on the ground? Like what? I'm thinking he tripped. That's just somebody, you know what? He just wanted to let the world know what he got.
Exactly.
Bro, he got a cast made of it at the museum in Iceland.
Right. Right. He just wanted to, you know what? Let me let the ladies know what I got. Because other than that, you tripped? Right. I'm thinking like, you're like, well, you know, it was 3 feet. Wow. Okay. You tripped.
I offered you the news without comment. I just... That's all. We're gonna.
That was so ridiculous. Exactly.
Yeah. More like.
And he's an AI specialist.
Yeah.
That's what they call it now, huh? Okay.
David, take a text, and then we will get to football. And I have something Tiger related. And again, if you want the Michigan stuff, Odyssey.com rewind. Covered it every which way. It's really about what you guys are going to think is going to happen. We've offered some interesting questions, but that's it. There was no yelling. There's no chair throwing. I think everybody was pretty reasonable, and that's it. I think everybody, whether you're a Michigan fan or not, you're exhausted by it. You're tired. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I mean, I got what I wanted. You cheated, and Harbaugh's a scumbag. We're good. And David got what he wanted, a stupid T-shirt and a fake title. God bless.
We're number one.
He believes it's real. I don't have to validate it. We just move forward. Ticket text? Or are those unsafe?
Someone says, I also cannot see the shower gel because I'm fat. Okay. Can't see past my stomach. Like, okay, all right.
I thought you were going to say, I can't see it either. No, signed, no. Jeremy Otto. No.
No, someone else says he tripped because he couldn't take his eyes off of it. Couldn't be more unimpressed with himself. Dennis the painter.
It's a weird flex. Like
it is. It is.
I mean, honestly, you call into work. Wait, I'm injured. Why? Well, let me tell you. Yeah, bro, you would have better off saying you got COVID.
Yes, David.
Someone says, deal over. We definitely need drops from that segment.
No, no.
Not doing
no.
it, guys.
That was news. News is not a part of our drop collection.
And honestly, there was really nothing funny that you said that was drop worthy.
Well, I was careful because I had to edit a little bit. There were some funny little ha-has in there, and I wasn't going to even risk it.
See, but you often told me you don't do radio that way.
Well, with this, you do.
Someone says he's from Iceland.
Well, no, he's from England. He got a cast of it made at the Phallological Museum in Iceland. Let's get it right.
Someone's saying they're not impressed, basically.
The headline was just something I figured the people of Detroit would want to hear.
I mean, imagine not knowing what the museum is and you got on a tour group and you're like, what are we looking at? Oh no. That looks like a...
Oh,
Now you're in an Austin Powers
church
movie.
Group taking the elderly out for the weekend.
Right.
Oh, dear.
And the next thing you know, you're in that Austin Powers scene.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.